We are encouraged today that the president has chosen to provide regulatory relief to not just to our farmers, but also to the ethanol industry, to the fuel retail industry, and ultimately the benefit of today's decision goes to our consumers who are already buying millions of gallons of 15% blend ethanol, and yet now they will be able to have that product available to them year-round. So a positive step in the right direction. Today's White House meeting also concluded what has been a long saga, and that is a discussion over whether or not the price of renewable identification numbers should be capped, and there was clear agreement that the White House was not going to put any cap in place. There still are issues ahead that were raised in today's meeting. The idea that RINs might be provided for ethanol exports, we do believe is a bad idea. It's a bad idea to the extent that it would be a subsidy for exports that we think at first blush could violate our obligations under the World Trade Organization rules. We also think it's a bad idea to the extent that the oil industry has been provided tremendous relief already through the EPA's small refinery waivers, and additional action on RINs is not necessary at this point. So we hope that this is a concept that, as it is studied, rightfully takes its place in the dustbin.
So it's really not over because of these lingering concerns.
We understand coming out of today's meeting that there were instructions given to EPA Administrator Pruitt and Secretary Perdue to study this issue. But again, we've been studying a number of the aspects of ethanol marketing since last December. So while there could very well be future conversations on this, we're hopeful that as our cabinet members take a look at this idea, they'll understand that it doesn't fit with the statutory authority that's given under the renewable fuel standard, nor does it fit with our trading obligations as a member of the global community.
Does anything happen immediately? RVP, is that immediate or not?
At this point, I don't know. I don't have enough of the details. We have believed that EPA could take some immediate steps to provide relief, but with most government actions, you're going to need to rely upon a rulemaking process. If this goes to rulemaking, then obviously this may be something that's not available this summer. But again, at this point, we don't have a lot of details in terms of exactly how EPA will move forward to implement the RVP fix.
And would you characterize this as a handshake agreement, a written agreement, an understanding? What maybe really concrete happened?
It is direction from the president to his cabinet officials to move forward in implementing changes. And, beyond that, I don't know that I can define it further. There will be processes and procedures we know that the agency will have to take, and so we'll look forward to participating in those processes as this moves forward.
And is the battle over waivers for those small refiners or even big refiners over yet, or does that continue from NCGA's and other ethanol backers' perspectives?
I would contend that that battle is just getting started, that we do believe, as we've heard reports from media and others, very few details have come from EPA. We understand that some waivers may have been granted to plants that are larger than what's allowed under statute. And so we are looking at our options for challenging the EPA's decision. It is a hardship standard. And when you have companies receiving waivers under a hardship standard that took in $1.5 billion in profits last year, there needs to be a new definition of what constitutes a hardship.
Does any of this, you think, cap ethanol usage in the United States or potential demand for ethanol moving forward?
First and foremost, the decision on RVP will open up new market opportunities for us. We've worked with a number of retailers over the years, and they've showed sales charts that have documented the fact that in May, when they have had to either relabel or remove E15 from their pumps, that clearly sales fall dramatically, even if they can relabel E15 to only be used in flex fuel vehicles and still offer it at the pump. But when they do that, they've lost tremendous sales over the summer months. When they get back to fall, those sales have bounced back up again. So we know from experience that an RVP fix will result in greater sales of ethanol, if nothing else, just because of people who will have the opportunity to buy the product year-round. What we can't know yet, and I believe that Senator Grassley in his tweet said the devil is in the details about what Secretary Perdue and Administrator Pruitt will be doing as they investigate the possibility of RINs for ethanol exports. That certainly has the potential to decrease ethanol demand. Essentially, the companies that are buying RINs are doing that in place of choosing to blend ethanol. So the purchase of a RIN is something that will destroy ethanol demand, and the idea that we would attach RINs to the 1.3 billion gallons of ethanol that we're exporting would mean more RINs on the market, would mean lower prices for RINs, and certainly would be an incentive to oil refiners who may choose to walk away from blending ethanol as opposed to simply purchasing RINs.
Is there any problem with the RVO, with the volumes that you want to blend in that number? Does it change at all?
The administrator had set the RVO for this current year at the statutory level of 15 billion gallons. The problem that we see as we look at what has transpired since that time is that the small refinery waivers that are granted has decreased the obligations of refiners to blend ethanol. So some reports, some analysis showing that we've decreased the renewable volume obligations by as much as 1.5 billion gallons. Those gallons under the statute are supposed to be accounted for within the RVO that is announced. In other words, if the administrator is granting a waiver to a small refinery, then the other obligated parties are under the statute supposed to pick up those gallons. We know at this point in time in this current year that has not happened, and yet we do anticipate that EPA will release proposed numbers for 2019 sometime within the next month or two. It came late May last year, and so we will be looking to see whether or not the agency
questions.
How much of a win are the results of this meeting for corn farmers? How would you weigh it out? Is it a wash?
We're pleased that there seems to be certainty and clarity from the president in directing EPA to fix the reed vapor pressure regulations that have limited E15 sales. So to that extent, we will take this as a win. We're hopeful, again, that this concept of trading RINs for ethanol exports is an idea that once it's been studied and analyzed, that the administration will. Just a.
If the president of renewable fuel, would this have ever gotten to this point?
I think the president has on multiple occasions now reaffirmed his commitment to the renewable fuel standard. I would say our frustration remains with the actions within EPA that seem to continue to pick apart the threads of the renewable fuel standard. And I'm hopeful that the president's direction today ensures that Administrator Pruitt begins to, or I should say, commitments that he made to a number of U.S. senators, not because there's a lot of biofuels being made from wheat, but because they recognize the strength of market demand for corn and soybeans moving into renewable fuels is also important to the vitality and prosperity of their members. And it has become clear over the last couple of months that Secretary Perdue understands that and has been working hard and fighting hard on behalf of America's farmers to ensure that there is strong and robust renewable fuel demand.
Do you feel confident that Secretary Perdue can get through to Administrator Pruitt on this issue, since they are tasked with this assignment from the president?
I think that it has been an ongoing conversation since early last winter between USDA and EPA. To the extent that I fear that the administrator hasn't necessarily been open to listening to agriculture's perspective on this. And again, I think what we've seen as regulatory changes that have been made favoring the ethanol industry, and yet what we believe is a very simple regulatory fix has taken us, 6 or 8 months of hard fighting to get to this point today where we're seeing direction from the president to the administrator when these were conversations that the administrator had, again, with a number of U.S. senators last September and October, and yet it finally took action from the president to get EPA to hopefully take the first step.